Welcome back for part two of the Rock and Rhythm Halloween review. Jim Walsh was injured while pumpkin carving with a chainsaw. Matt Masters will be your ghost while Jim is comfortably resting in pieces.
Of rock's founding fathers, it seems that only one wanted to join the Halloween revelry. With Purple People Eater on his mind and in his own epidemic way, Bo Diddley recorded the arcane single Bo Meets the Monster in 1958.
I was sitting in my front room, I heard a loud clang. I ran to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, there was a one of purple people here looking at me. Jumped in my plane and I took to the cloud. I had to go see what the mess was all about. This mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. See how, boy, you ought to see. He was a wiggling and a grinning and a sniggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people eater had my baby and gone.
Castle Kings seemingly recorded the best Halloween treat by an unknown group. Only this year has my research turned up the singer identified as one Frank Tinelli. Their lone 45 featured a song written by Uber producer Phil Spector and Atlantic label boss Ahmet Ertegun, 1961's You Can Get Him Frankenstein.
Well, you can get him, Frankenstein. You can get him. lights off. She said, help, help, that's where I call. Said, you better call Transylvania 999 and dig my good friend Frankenstein. Well, you can get him, Frankenstein. You can get him, Frankenstein. You can save that girl of mine. You can get him, Frankenstein.
Standing there for centuries.
Yes, I suppose it seemed... Why, it's raining, but you're not wet.
No, I'm not, am I?
Where are you coming from?
I was watching a wonderfully terrifying double feature movie. I was a teenage Frankenstein in Blood of Dracula.
Oh?
Professor Frankenstein created a teenage monster to bring havoc and terror to all who meet him. But he left a few parts out, particularly in the poor lad's face.
May we take
the
subject?
And the vampire in Blood of Dracula, quite unfriendly except when hungry, than any friend will do for a few ghastly moments.
Please, I...
Oh, here's where I must leave you.
But there's nothing here but an old cemetery.
Yes, I know. I want to meet some old friends here. After you see I was a teenage Frankenstein in Blood of Dracula, you might drop back here. We'll discuss the pictures to some length.
Yes, yes, I'll do that!
Screamin' Jay Hawkins was the first to carve an entire career in ghoul rock with his outlandish stage antics and equally outlandish subject matter. His infamous I Put a Spell on You and its flip Little Demon predate Dinner with Drac by 2 years, and although never charted, sold millions. But perhaps more fascinating is Hawkins' Feast of the Mau Mau, which for many years was thought recorded in 1969, until an unreleased version from 1963 was unearthed in the late 90s.
Cut the fat off the back of a baboon. Boil it down to a pound and get a spoon. Scoop the eye from a fly, flying backwards. Take the jaws and the balls off a boon. Take your time, I ain't lying, for good cooking. Cause the rest of this mess ain't good looking. Take the fleas from the knees of a demon. Tell your pals that the kids will come screaming. Feast with the beast of the Mau-Maus. They make wine from the spine of their bulldogs. They dance and romance for 90 days. It's a test for the best for who stays. At the feast with the beast of the Mau-Maus. Oh, brush your teeth with a piece of a goose toenail. After death, steal the breath of a drunk in jail. Pull the skin off your friend with a razor blade. End tonight, change tomorrow, and bring back yesterday. Shake your hip, bite your lip, and shoot your mother-in-law. Put on your gorilla suit, drink some elbow soup, and have a ball. Get it straight, don't be late. It's time for mad fun. Take off your shoes, they cook onion stew. They have really begun. At the feast, with the beast of the Mau-Maus. They make wine, oh yes, wine, good wine from the spine of the bulldogs. They dance a romance for 90 days. The best is the test for who stays. At the feast, with the beast of the Mau-Maus. Yes, they have a good time. Come on and have a good time at the feast. Oh, come on!
The jury decided that obscure Brooklyn group The Verdicts delivered one tightly wrapped Mummy's Ball for their lone 1961 single.
Well, there was a party going on at the Mummy's house. Everything was going fine until somebody stepped on the Mummy's foot. It was Franklin Stein. It started fighting.
This is Dracula speaking. Back to Mama the Night on the Yule vein. Get the taste of the blood.
Yeah.
Then Dracula said to Frankenstein,
take his place.
Oh, party going on at the Mummy's house. Everybody was there. There was a Frankenstein, a wolfman, and Dracula. A old lady in a rocking chair to start a fight.
Bum leg,
you can't even mash potato.
The Mummy.
Fear will freeze you when you face it.
The Mummy.
Torn from the darkest tomb of the pharaohs, it rises from the quiet dust of centuries to wreak a strange vengeance against mankind.
The Mummy.
It tears steel bars like paper. It snaps men's spines like matchsticks. Walks through bullets like a ghost.
The Mummy.
It sees without eyes. It lives without breath. Yet its desires are strangely, madly human.
The motion picture screen's most shocking experience in suspense.
In chilling technicolor.
The Mummy.
We know little more than Billy Taylor and the Teardrops recorded 145 for the Tiny Felco label in Dallas, but left us with a slab of Halloween rockabilly, 1959's Wombi Zombie.
The night was dark and gloomy, and tombstones flipped the lid, and I jumped this daddy bird with a lily on his end. He said, hey, ho, ho, there, who has stood my bed? Who's this crazy wise guy said rock and roll was dead?
Wombi Zombie, Wombi Zombie, Wombi Zombie.
Yeah, skeletons, they jumped out and they lined up two by two. And then they started strolling to the St. Louis Blues. The heart began to rock, said Tequila the leader. Take me to this cafe called the Purple People Eater. My beliefs were lurking by. Little zombies were shouting, it's a heathen, rock or die. Well, as short blue's eyes were shining, two skeletons were wailing. The wet immortal man, well, this rock and roll ain't dead.
Robber zombie, robber zombie, robber zombie.
The earth began to
tremble. Pink guitars made the sound. The Raunchy Man and Rembrandt, they were rocking all around. A tombstone of a cat, written as it read. Dig me now, you crazy ones, cause rock and roll ain't dead.
The Cacti's were one of many exceptional doo-wop groups that fame eluded. Maybe it was the Brooklyn Quintet's unusual name that doomed them, but they recorded several collectible singles, one of which contained 1962's Mr. Werewolf.
Here come my boy.
Dozen,
man, you don't know how glad I am to see you. Oh, I want you to throw this thing back where it belongs. Don't think I'm scared now. As long as I live, I never walk alone. You bet your life I never walk far from home. Look at him go, dipping all up in the trees like he's crazy. But I can't understand it. A man turned to a werewolf.
Werewolf.
Werewolf?
There.
What?
There, wolf. There, castle.
Why are you talking that way?
I thought you wanted to.
Taking his cue from Screamin' Jay Hawkins, the certifiably loony David Such rechristened himself Screaming Lord Such and set about 60s London trying to become a successful recording artist. Along the way, he befriended most of British rock and roll's royalty, and at the end of the decade, recorded what many consider rock's worst album of all time. But before his late 60s indulgences got the better of him, his early 60s group, The Savages, under the watchful eye of ill-fated producer Joe Meek, recorded many abnormal yet memorable tunes. 1963's Jack the Ripper.
There's a man walks the streets of London late at night. With a little black bag that's oh so tight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
He's got a big black cloak hanging down his back.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Well, that's a one big cat I just hate to fight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Well, he walks down the street, ever get him, it says your name, blah. She walks down the
the street, he's never far behind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with his little black bag and his one-track mind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well, he really catches up when the lights go down.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
'cause at the time he starts his dirty shop around.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well, he walks down the street. Every girl he meets says your name is Blonde.
Jack the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Scotland Yard will never catch him, 'cause he's a much too clever.
He's much too clever.
But if they do, a man will get the leather, yeah. Streets of London can never save
the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Whenever Jack the Ripper ever shows his face,
the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
So you pretty little girl, let's take my advice,
the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
And don't walk the streets of London late at night,
the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Well, he walks down the street, the girl he meets says your name is blah, blah, blah.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Johnny Fuller jumped the genre fence and recorded for a slew of labels in the 50s and 60s. The Bay Area artist's best-known song, however, was the original version of Haunted House. Although not a hit, it was picked up by Sam the Sham and his Pharaohs as a live performance highlight. Jumpin' Gene Simmons, not from Kiss fame, heard the Pharaohs perform it and quickly cut an arguably inferior cover in 1964. Surprisingly, it hit the top 10, but the house was not haunted for the Pharaohs, as their version on the Lowly Dingo label did zip. Let's spin Johnny Fuller's 1959 original.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was rough, but I got squared away. When chains started ringing and bells ringing loud, I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still, I made up in my mind to stay, and nothing was gonna drive me away. When I saw something that gave me the creeps, one big eye and two big feet, I stopped right still and I did the freeze. It did the stroll right up to me. Made noise with feet that sound like a drum. Says that you're gonna be here when morning comes. I say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I won't stay right here and I ain't gonna run. I own this house now, I am boss. Ain't no boss gonna run me off. In the kitchen, my cook stove was blazing hot. Coffee was boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my pan. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, that said a man on my hot stove with the pot in his hand. Hey, that's hot, I began to shout. He drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. And said to me, you better run. And don't be here when Morton calls. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'm gonna stay right here and I ain't gonna run. I own this house now, I am boss. Ain't no boss gonna run me off.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to part two of the Rock and Rhythm Halloween Review. Part three is next. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. In 1956, many considered rock and roll the devil's music, so it didn't help when the cursed Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps put a song about a hot rod race with the devil on Judgment Day to vinyl, featuring possessed guitarist Cliff Gallup, Race with the Devil.
Well, let an evil eye, so you say, but I'll hide from the devil on Judgment Day. I say, I'm a little high riding an old man. I'm a little high riding an old man. I'm a little high riding an old man down the line. Oh, yeah. Well, me and the devil sitting at a stoplight. He started rolling all us out of sight. I said, I'm a little high riding an old man. I'm a little high riding an old man. I'm a little high riding an old man down the line. Oh, yeah. Well, going pretty fast, I look behind. I hear come the devil doing 99. I say, I'm a little high riding an old man. I'm a little high riding an old man. I'm a little high riding an old man down the line.
Let's drag now!
Smart, the race was won. Here come the devil doing 101. I say, I'm a little high-riding old man. I'm a little high-riding old man. I'm a little high-riding old man down the line.
Let's drag it again.
Hey, you call the devil doing 99. I say, I'm a little high-riding old man. I'm a little high-riding old man. I'm a little high-riding old man down the line. Come on, yeah. Well, I've led an evil life. I didn't say, but I'll have run the devil on Judgment Day. I say, I'm a little high-riding old man. I'm a little high-riding old man. I'm a little high-riding old man down the line.